By this time, 100 years ago, life in the county revolved around the needs of World War I. An article appeared in the October 12, 1917 issue of Roseau Times Region, which I read at the Roseau County Museum. Horses are needed for the war effort, and this article told the specifics of the horses needed. Now that most of the fall work has been completed, many of the farmers find they have more horses than they can very well keep over winter, both on account of shortage of hay and also because some have more than needed for their farm work. Anticipating this situation, Mr. Israel Schuberg, county director, wrote some time ago to Barrett and Zimmerman Horse Dealers, St. Paul, and following is the reply he received. Dear Sir, replying to your favor of recent date relative to army horses, we wish to say that the specifications for horses for this purpose are as follows. British heavy artillery must be a gelding of solid color and from 5 to 9 years old, or a mare of solid color from 7 to 8 years old. Must be short-legged, short-backed animals with plenty of bone. Must be sound and measure in height from 15.3 to 16.1 hands and weigh not less than 1,500 pounds according to height. British light artillery must be a gelding of solid color from 5 to 9 years old, or a mare of light color from 7 to 8 years old. Must be sound, good, shapely animals with plenty of bone, measuring in height from 15.1 to 16 hands, and weigh from 1,300 to 1,500 pounds according to height, the more quality the better. British cavalry horses must be a gelding of solid color from 5 to 9 years old, or a mare of solid color from 7 to 8 years old. Must be short-backed, short-legged, animals in good condition, sound and ready for immediate service, and weighing from 950 to 1,200 pounds. Must measure in height from 15.1 to 15.2 hands, and must be broken to ride. U.S. light artillery horses must be a gelding of solid color from 6 to 10 years old. Sound, good, active hitchers with plenty of bone and quality, and weigh from 1,300 to 1,500 pounds, measuring in height from 15.1 to 15.3 hands. U.S. cavalry horses must be a gelding of solid color from 6 to 10 years old and weigh from 950 to 1,200 pounds. Must be a good type, sound and measure in height from 15.1 to 15.2 and a half hands. Thanking you in advance for any business you may offer us, we are yours very truly, Barrett and Zimmerman. And the article went on to say, farmers having horses for sale will perhaps do well to communicate with Barrett and Zimmerman direct or through their organization as farmers clubs. They are authorized to buy for army purposes, domestic and foreign. In the same issue, a letter from a serviceman named August Pulowski appeared. In a letter to County Treasurer Paul Wallen, August Pulowski of Greenbush, who is located at American Lake, Washington, gives the following interesting account of his experience in the training camp. Friend Paul, must let you know that I am not in shape yet to go and get the Kaiser, but will be in about 3 months. Must say that I have had a very good time since coming here. I am in the heavy artillery, and I am the guy behind the big gun. Haven't got my uniform yet, as the Army was short of uniforms, but we'll get it on Monday. The cantonment that I am in is next to the largest in the U.S. The camp isn't completed yet, and we did have it pretty hard here, but are in shape now, so we rest very good. I sure do enjoy the training and drilling. The only thing that I don't like is the climate. It is rather too damp. But I do like the good old apple trees and the peaches and pears, as there's plenty of fruit which suits me fine. My writing table is the best on earth. It is my knees and a piece of board. Some writing desk. If you can't read my scratching, blame it on the Kaiser, not President Wilson. We have a Victrola and one piano in one of the barracks, and some swell singers too. This soldier's life is some life. The only trouble here is that there are no girls. I hope we go across soon. We are 16 miles from Tacoma, Washington. Must end this cut-up stuff. Best regards to your family and you, August Pawlowski, Battery F348th FA, American Lake, Washington. Thanks to all the servicemen for all they've done, and thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.